Of KVS, KVS sponsors, or the University of California. I'm going to be for real. I don't think I'm doing karaoke for this episode. DJ Spidey, I don't know where DJ Spidey's at. I think DJ Spidey forgot we had our show together today. That at least that's my hunch. Because usually they're here around this time, but they're not here now. So I'm not sure what's going on. I don't think they have a final right now either, so I think they forgot. So, you know, I'm just going to talk and play some music instead. Because honestly, it's really embarrassing to do karaoke by yourself. You know, it's a lot easier and a lot more fun when it's me and, like, DJ Spidey. But I'm not doing that. I refuse to do that, actually. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what to talk about, really. I didn't know it would just be me until, like, I really got here. And then I was like, wow, like, I realized we didn't even talk about our show this week. I wonder if DJ Spidey remembered that we had a show. But yeah, I don't know. It's just me here. I'm trying to think of things to talk about. This is a PA show, so I don't really want to play a lot of music just because it defeats the purpose of the show. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. I've been reading a lot, like usual. I have a show here at the station called Book It, where every other week we read a different book and talk about it on the air. And so I've been reading a lot of books, not just because of that, but I just read a lot of books in general. You know, I went to the bookstore and got some more books yesterday. So my collection is growing. I actually have a crazy amount of books. In my room at home here in Davis, I have like my bookshelf is kind of full. I have way too many books. I have like a stack on the floor now that's like becoming a thing because I just have so many books. And at home, like at my mom's house, I have multiple boxes full of books that I just like read as a child and like growing up. And honestly, the same in my mom's house. I honestly have like, or not my mom, my dad's house. I have like just boxes of books. And honestly, I also have books in my grandma's house. So I just have books everywhere. It's honestly a problem. I'm realizing I think I'm severely addicted to reading. But it was a lot worse when I was younger. I feel like when I was younger, I read way more than I read now. But that's also because I really had way more time than I have now. Obviously, because I was a child, I didn't have a job. You know, all I did was go to school and then come home, you know, play soccer. Like, that was kind of it. So I had a lot of time to be reading. So I used to read a crazy, crazy amount. And honestly, I'm trying to get back into that grind. I've read quite a few books this year. I've read 39 right now. I'm in the process of reading my 40th book. My Goodreads goal is 42, but I'm trying to get to 50 by the end of December. So over this winter break, when I visit my family in Texas, I'm locking in and I'm reading as many books as possible. Because I want to try to get, you know, I want to try to like go way over my Goodreads goal this year. But yeah, no, I don't know. I love to read. I think it's awesome. Reading's fun. Yeah, I don't know. I've been reading a crazy amount my entire life. I started reading, like, chapter books in, like, kindergarten, according to my mother. I was, like, an insane reader from a really young age. And I'm grateful. Because now, like, I'm able to read really, really fast. Which is kind of, like, an awesome skill to have. And that's just because I read so much as a child and, like, growing up. But it makes it so much easier to read. Like, I can finish, like, a 200-page book in, like, an hour or two. Like, I can read super, super fast, and I'm really happy about that. Makes my life a lot easier. There have been times where, like, we have a book for Book It, and then, like, I will read the book, like, 2 hours before the show, like, in full. oh my god. Bro, I just, like, started dying. Yeah, or, like, read the book in full, like, right before the show. I don't know what's happening to me. I've been sick recently, and then I wasn't sick for like a couple days, or I felt like I wasn't sick for a couple days, and now I feel like I'm sick again. So I don't know what's going on. Some like mysterious illness has like taken a hold on me like the past 2 weeks. And it's like I said, some days like I feel like, wow, like I just beat this sickness. I'm back. And then the next day I'll wake up feeling even worse. And it's like, what's going on? Like, well, I'm just like chronically sick all the time. And I honestly blame my immune system. I get sick super easy all the time. Like, I'm always just feeling sick for no reason. But yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't really know what to talk about right now. This reminds me of the show I have with DJ Vera and Stargirl, The Last Yapper, and Phone a Friend. Sometimes there'd be times where it was just me, and, like, I wouldn't know what to talk about, and I would just, like, start rambling about really random things, because it's a PA show. You know, you're supposed to be talking and stuff like that, and honestly, I feel bad when I don't talk or we don't do what the show's supposed to be doing. So I always try to do my best, but honestly, after, like, 10 minutes, it's like, I'm done. I can't do this by myself. But I don't know. I'm probably just going to play a lot of music today. I wonder if DJ Spidey will appear. Who knows? Karaoke Caravans has had an insane run, the past, like, 2-3 years. We actually started the show. It was me, DJ Spidey, and another DJ here at the station, who I don't remember their new DJ name, so I won't name them. And the idea was just because, during one of my shows, during fundraiser week, like, 3 years ago, like, when I was just, like, a sophomore in college, we started doing karaoke. So people would send in requests during, like, my fundraiser show, and we would do the karaoke, you know, to support the station. And it kind of was, like, really, really fun. And so it kind of became its own, like, little thing. And then other people started doing karaoke on their fundraiser shows that I know. And so me and DJ Spidey started talking. And we were like, oh, we should just do this as a show. It'd be really, really funny. And so, oh, this other DJ was also in on this. And so we decided, oh, let's do it. And it honestly took us a while to get the name. DJ Spidey just came up with it, Karaoke Caravan. Both spelt with K's, and so we submitted our SRF here. We got our show. The DJ, the third DJ who was supposed to be our co-host, never showed up to a single show. So we took their name off the thing, and they never. I don't think they've ever been to a single show for this show. So it just became me and DJ Spidey, Karaoke Caravan, and that was like two and a half years ago. When we were sophomores, or 2 years ago, I guess, not three. But yeah, what a crazy time. And it's honestly, Karaoke Caravan has been such a fun show to do over the past couple years. Because, like usually every show, I feel like this quarter has been a little rough because it's at a weird time. But usually every quarter it was on Fridays, 4:30 to 5, which works, like, usually works out really, really well with everybody else's schedules. And by everybody else, I just mean other DJs at the station. Because what we do is we just, like, invite other people to show up, and like other people will invite other people, and so people will just like show up to do karaoke. It's really, really fun, and it honestly got really crazy to a point where we had to put up like a sign up sheet, and so we had to have people sign up to like, because our show is only 30 minutes, so people would have to sign up to get like slots to do their songs, just because there's so many people that would show up sometimes, and it gets a little crazy trying to control like that amount of people. I remember there were times we'd be like, oh, you can go next, and then you'll be next, and then people would, like, accidentally or just, like, not intentionally, like, cut each other in our, like, fake line that we had going, or, like, some people would get upset that they didn't get to go, and it, so, you know, we had to create the sign-up sheet. We also had to, like, start kicking people out of the studio and, like, making them sit in the lounge, because a lot of people would try to come in here, and then, like, when people were trying to do their songs, people would be talking in the background, and, you know, it's just, like, it creates this really, like, kind of noisy atmosphere, and so we had to keep people out. Also, one thing here in the station is when you have your mic on and you it'll stop playing the music that you're playing like in the studio, but it'll still be playing on air, so you have to have headphones on to hear the music that you're playing if your mic is on. So if we're doing karaoke in here and the mics are on because we're singing, right, everybody who's standing like in the studio behind us cannot hear anything that we're playing, so all they hear is us singing really badly with no backtrack, no nothing. So sometimes it's a little embarrassing, so it's just like, it's just better when people are out in the lounge instead of being in here when we're trying to do karaoke and stuff like that. But yeah, it's fun little fact about Karaoke Caravan. Honestly, I love Karaoke Caravan, love DJ Spidey, that's my goat. I don't know. Hopefully the show will continue forever and ever and ever. Yeah. I love having co-hosted shows. My first quarter show, I had a co-host. Shout out DJ Ethereal. She used to host a show called Sounds from the Aether. Shout out. She's kind of retired a little bit from here. Just because she's super busy with, like, school and stuff like that all the time. But we had our first co-hosted show. It was called Radio House. Every Sunday, 4 to 6 a.m., like, in 2020, like, 1 or 2022 or something. Like, it was, like, years ago. And when we were still young children, because I joined the station when I was a freshman here at Davis, which feels like so long ago. And then after that, I only had Mango Street Cafe for a little while. Did not have any co-hosted shows or anything, until I started doing Kiki Caravan with DJ Spidey, when DJ Spidey became a DJ. And then after that, those were like the only two shows I really had. And then, I started doing a show, my third year, I started doing shows with other people. Like I had a show called Grandline Gossip that I did with a bunch of other DJs here that was just about the anime One Piece. And it was a PA show, and I've done that show with multiple people here. I don't know, what other shows? Book It. Indie Express. Shout out to Indie Express. Shout out to DJ Drainfield. Shout out DJ Sunday Gravy. Indie Express was really, really funny. That show started because me and DJ Drainfield were the programming directors last year for KDVS. And so one little part of the job is that, like, if somebody no-shows, since we're a 24-hour radio station, we have to kind of come in and, like, well, I'm not programming director anymore, but this was when I was programming. We had to come in and, like, essentially, like, sub the shows and cover them so that, like, we're continuously running and there's, like, no dead air, right? And so there was one quarter where somebody kept no-showing to the show or time slot. It was Wednesday 12 to 2, like, every single week. And so me and DJ Drainfield would show up every week at that time slot, and it kind of just became our time slot because they just stopped showing up. And then we started calling it one name that I can't say, and then we started calling it Indie Express. We decided to co-host a show and apply for it the next quarter, and we decided to have that time slot because it was going to be open and empty. And we named it Indie Express because we watched Chunking Express together like two or three times, right? I think I said right, like they were in, like DJ Drainfield was here, but there's nobody here but me. We watched Chunking Express multiple times together, and I both of us really like that movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie a lot. Shout out Wong Kar Wai. Love Chunking Express. And so we really wanted it to have something to do with Chunking Express. So we were like, it needs to be blank express, something express. And it took us so long to figure out what to put in front of express. Like, DJ Drainfield would drive me home, and like we would just be like spitballing like random words and things like that. And honestly, like, we couldn't come up with anything. And then we were driving, and I think I randomly just said Indie, and then DJ Drainfield's like, Indie Express. And then we decided to go with that. So it became Indie Express. And our show slot was 12 to 2 on Wednesdays. And at first it was just me, DJ Drainfield, that spring quarter. And then in the summer, this past summer, DJ Sunday Gravy joined. And so it was the three of us. It was really, really fun. Indie Express is also an awesome show slot. Because a lot of times other DJs will also just like guest appear on the show and like have fun, and we do a lot of things on it's like a variety show. We play music obviously for a majority of the time, but we also like we'll have just like periods where we'll just like, or segments I guess, where we'll just like speak and like talk. So there's like a little PA segment or something. Sometimes we'll do karaoke. Oh, and the big thing we started doing was reviews. So the first quarter that we had the show, we would do curry reviews. We were really into Japanese curry for a while, and so we would go and eat Japanese curry at different places, and then we would review them on the air. And so we had like a tier list of which places had the best Japanese curry. During the summer, it was like noodles, so like ramen or like Singaporean noodles, just instant noodles. And so it kind of changes every quarter. I think for Indie Express next quarter, we might be doing cigarette reviews. So we just kind of review something random every time. So that's really fun. But shout out to Indie Express. Honestly, one of the best shows I do on here. Maybe not in terms of, well, I don't know. One of the funnest, I will say. It's extremely fun to do Indie Express. Same with Karaoke Caravan and Book It. I love Book It. Book It was really fun. It started off with three hosts, me, Radio Rahim, and DJ Drainfield, but then Radio Rahim graduated, so then it was me, DJ Drainfield, but then DJ Drainfield graduated, So now it's just me. And I don't know if I'll ever get another co-host for Book It, just because it's a lot easier for one. I don't know. It was I had a lot of fun doing with the other co-hosts, but I find it a lot easier for me to talk about things by myself, if that makes any sense. Especially books, because I usually will write out every single thing that I need to talk about. Because if I don't, like, I'll forget completely what I wanted to mention or like speak about on the air. So if before every Book It show, like 2 days in advance, I'll write down like all the information that I want to bring up or like mention. It's kind of like an outline for the show is what I do. So it's really, really interesting. But I feel like that's a little kind of hard sometimes to do with other people. But yeah. Shout out to DJ Spidey. Don't know where he's at. DJ Spidey, if you're listening, bro, I miss you. Where are you? I actually saw DJ Spidey like last night. But, well, okay. For context, me and DJ Spidey actually live in the same house. DJ Spidey's my housemate. Little known fun karaoke caravan fact. So I see DJ Spidey literally every single day. But I don't know. I haven't seen DJ Spidey this morning. I don't know. Apparently they were here in the station yesterday, like 4 a.m. studying. And one of our other housemates who is a DJ here saw DJ Spidey and thought he was hallucinating because he was like, why is he here? So that was kind of crazy. But shout out to DJ Spidey. Shout out to Andromeda. Shout out to DJ Nadia. DJ Naima Money, Stargirl, DJ Vera, Mad Dog, A-Zone, I don't know, all the goats, Sunday Gravy, Rye King, you know, there's so many awesome DJs at the station. Honestly, actually all the DJs here are awesome. Yeah, so shout out to all the KDVS DJs. I love KDVS, amazing, beautiful community. That reminds me, I was speaking about fundraiser and how Karaoke Caravan started. I have to get a KDVS tattoo. Something I did for my fundraiser show this past year was, if I met my goal for the show, I would get I would get KDVS tattooed on me. I was supposed to get it with Ricky Rahim and DJ Drainfield, but I don't know if they're gonna do it, so I'm just gonna do it myself. So I need to get that before the next fundraiser show. I feel like I need to deliver to the people what they wanted. So KDVS tattoo. The only thing is, I'm really, really scared of needles, which is kind of ironic because I know you can't see what I look like, but I have multiple face piercings. So I have a septum piercing. I have snake bites, and snake bites are just like lip piercings, like at two labrés. And I have an eyebrow piercing, but I'm like horrified of needles. I've wanted a septum and snake bites for years, for a really, really long time. But it genuinely took me so long to like kind of not hype myself up, but get the courage to even like get the piercing. Cause I'm really like super afraid of needles. Like when I got my septum, I was freaking out. It was like, I did okay in the chair, but like it took me before the piercer lady pierced my nose, I had to get up and I had to go to the bathroom and I had to like breathe, like do breathing exercises, because I was having an anxiety attack because I was about to get a piercing. And honestly, I'm not scared of the pain or anything. For some reason, it's just the needle. I don't know why. Same thing with my snake bites. It took the entire day before I was getting my snake bites. I was like freaking out. I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't do it. I should just not do it. And I was trying to chicken out, but my mom, shout out to my mom, she made me go. She was like, you made your appointment, you have to go. And she drove me and made me go get my piercing. So shout out. But I was tweaking out a little bit. And my eyebrow actually hurt a lot. That one like took a lot of courage. You know, the key is to get piercings with other people. Because if you don't, I don't know, at least for me, I feel like if I go with other people and everybody's getting a piercing, if I don't get the piercing I agreed to get, it's like I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. So like when I got my eyebrow pierced and my septum, I went with groups of people and everybody there got piercings. I think they all got ear piercings both times. I was the only one getting face piercings. But I had to make myself get it, because I was like, if I don't, like, I made everybody come get piercings, and I didn't even get my piercing. Like, I'm such a scaredy cat. And so that made me, like, lock in and sit down and get my piercings. For the snake bites, like, it was just me getting the piercing. So that one was even worse, because I was like, oh, like, I can just tell my mom to take me home right now. I can just cancel the appointment, but she wouldn't let me leave. So, shout out to my mom. But actually, my lip piercings hurt the least out of all of my piercings. I will say, people say that the eyebrow is, like, the least painful piercing ever. And I think that's, like, a common thing for, like, a majority of people. But for some reason, it was genuinely my, like, most hurtful piercing. It hurt so incredibly bad for me, which is definitely not the norm. Like I said, everybody I know that has an eyebrow piercing, everybody I've seen online who has eyebrow piercings have all said, like, the exact same thing. Like, it doesn't hurt that bad. It's not, it really doesn't. But for me, like I said, complete opposite. I was in incredible pain. It really hurt. Like, I kicked my leg up, like, out of, like, I don't know, because I was just in so much pain. Yeah, I don't know. And my snake bites hurt the least. Like, it just felt like some pressure. Like, it didn't even really feel like a piercing. My septum was maybe a 2 on the pain scale. Like, it hurt a little bit. It was also my first, like, piercing. Because I had my ears pierced, but I got those pierced as a child. So I don't really remember that. Yeah, my septum, I just call it, like, my first piercing that I was aware of. And it kind of hurt a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. And also, like, the pain afterwards isn't too bad. It kind of hurts a little bit, but that's about it. My eyebrow made my head throb. After I got my piercing, it hurt really bad. And then I remember I went to eat tacos with DJ Indecisive and Naima Money. And my head was just, like, pounding, like, the left, because my eyebrow piercing's on the left side. The left side of my face was just, like, hurting, because the pain kind of just, like, spread a little bit. But then, like, after, like, a couple hours, it kind of went away, and, like, my eyebrow just hurt a little bit, but I think just, like, the initial shock of it kind of just hurt. And another thing people don't talk about is that your eye will bruise when you get your eyebrow piercing. So I got this crazy bruise, like around my eyelid and my eyebrow, from it. And I didn't know this was, like, a common thing, but this happens to a lot of people where they'll get, like, a crazy bruise just, like, on their eyelid, around their face, because of the piercing. And that makes a lot of sense, but I didn't know that. So after that happened, I was freaking out a little bit, and then I learned, like, obviously, like, it's normal. But, you know, that scared me, really scared me. So yeah, if you're getting eyebrow piercing, you're planning on it, that's my little warning, is you will possibly get, like, a bruise around your eye, and that's completely normal. Yeah, mine looked a little crazy. Mine looked funny, because I don't know, just, like, the colors, like, the way it bruised on my face, it looked like I got punched a little bit. But, you know, I was fine. Like, after a week, like, it kind of went away. Like, I was fine. I think, like, the easiest, or, like, the fastest one to heal was definitely my snake bites. They healed super, super fast. But they were, like, kind of the weirdest to, like, heal. Because for snake bites, like, since it's, like, on, like, in your mouth, like, on your lips, there's, like, a bunch of stuff you can't eat while it's, like, healing. Like, you can't have dairy, which is fine, because I don't really drink dairy anyways. You can't have dairy, like, spicy stuff, carbonated sodas, drinks. You're not supposed to, like, drink with a straw. Like, they give you, like, a list of, like, things to avoid, like, while you're healing, like, your lip piercings or your snake bites. And, like, alcohol, stuff like that. And so I did that, and honestly, like, it was kind of hard to avoid some things, but, you know, it's fine. Like, drinking without a straw was a really rough, because, like, the way my lips were swollen and, like, it kind of hurt. It also looked like I got, lip injections after it, because, you know, your, like, lip will, like, swell up, and it looked really funny, but it's okay. I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, it was a little hard to learn how to eat with, these piercings, because, like, when you first get, like, your snake bites or your lip pierced, they'll give you a longer, like, piercing bar, just because your lip will swell up, and so it gives it room to, like, swell up, and it helps it heal better and faster and easier, and so I had, like, a long bar, and it would get caught in, like random foods I would eat. Like, I couldn't really eat noodles, because it would, like, get caught on the bar and, like, hurt. Yeah, so I was eating was really weird. Like, It was hard to take bites out of things because, you know, it's like in your mouth. I don't know. It was a little rough. But now it's completely fine. Like, my snake bites are healed. An awesome piercing as well. Shout out. I think one of my favorite piercings. People comment on my snake bites all the time. I think it's a really awesome piercing. But yeah. I don't know how we got to piercings from whatever I was talking about. But, you know, that's where we're at. DJ Spidey definitely forgot that we had a show today. Which is completely fine. I just think it's really funny. Because I also kind of forgot we had our show today. If you don't know, at UC Davis, it's finals week. So I feel like everybody's kind of preoccupied with other things. And so I honestly really forgot until I went. There's a tea place downtown called Molly Jasmine. I went there with my money. And I was there. And then I looked at the time and I was like, oh my gosh, today's Tuesday. I have Karaoke Caravan. For some reason, I thought I had Book It to this week and not Karaoke Caravan. Because both shows alternate, but they alternate on different weeks. And so I completely forgot I had this show today because I thought I was thinking it was the wrong week or a different week. But you know, it's fine. Yeah, I'm not sure what else to talk about. Honestly, I think I might just play some new Jabez to end us out here. I think this is the last Karaoke Caravan of the year and we didn't even do karaoke. My apologies. But Karaoke Caravan back next quarter, potentially. Not sure what time slot we'll be in, but 4:30 to 5 time slot, hopefully. So stay tuned for that if you'd like. I don't know. Shout out to Karaoke Caravan, my own show, and shout out to DJ Spidey, and shout out to me. You know, yesterday was my birthday. I've been telling, I don't know. Having a birthday is really, I feel like the older you get, like the less like birthday, if you know what I mean? Like, I don't, it feels like less like awesome. Like when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, my birthday's coming up. My birthday's coming up. I would freak out, be like, oh my God, my birthday's in like 2 weeks. My birthday's in a month. My birthday's in 6 months. Like I'd be go crazy. And honestly, I feel like time went by so fast this year. I was like, oh, my birthday's on Monday. And then even on my birthday, like I didn't really know what to do. Like, what do you do? Cause none of my family's here. All my family lives in a different state. So like, I just like watched a movie. I went to go eat dinner with a bunch of my friends as well. Had a birthday party, things like that. But it just feels like, I don't know, as you get older, it feels like less important. Because you, I don't know, I feel like I started to realize, like, I have so many of these left, probably, in my life. So it's, you know, it's important, but also, like, if I don't do something I want to do now, I'll just do it later. I was going to tie that back to something, and I completely forgot where I was going with that. So there's that little commentary there. But yeah, I think I'm just going to end the show with some new Jabez instrumentals. Shout out new Jabez. Because there's only 3 minutes left, you know? So stay tuned if you like. I'm Micah, and this was Karaoke Caravan. We'll be back next quarter. Maybe a different time slot. Not too sure. We'll find out when it happens. Hopefully we'll go back to 4:30 to 5 on Fridays, because that's honestly the best slot for this show, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, stay tuned for that if you'd like, and I'll catch you next year. Oh my gosh. Bye.
Whether you're riding on two or four wheels, you can help drive down the accident rate by being alert to your surroundings. This advice may be especially helpful in preventing motorcycle accidents. More often than not, motorists won't be looking for motorcycles in traffic. Instead, motorists should be expecting to see a motorcycle at any time and always respect its right to be on the road. The Motorcycle Safety Foundation offers rider training for both new and experienced riders. To learn more, call 1-800-446-9227 or visit www.msf-usa.org.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
¿Se imagina no poder recordar los nombres de la gente que ha conocido toda su vida o sentirse perdido en un lugar familiar? Las personas que padecen de la enfermedad de Alzheimer presentan estos síntomas y otros más. ¿Y usted sabe lo que es el Alzheimer? Infórmese. Llame al 1-800-438-4380 y solicite en español el folleto gratuito sobre esta enfermedad, porque nunca está de más estar bien preparado. Este es un servicio del Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos. Llame al 1-800-438-4380.
Hello, you're listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS sponsors, KDVS, or the University of California. This programming right now is KDVS's Radio Theater. For tonight's Radio KDVS Theater, we broadcast Angle of Approach, a play about a middle-aged professor who, after publishing the account of a past experience of sexual harassment, is increasingly provoked by a friend's seemingly uncomprehending reaction. This play is performed by Daniel Silva, Lily Ortevas, Elizabeth Morales, Gerard Banquet, Mike Filigeni, Nancy Chung, and Saranjit Upal. This play is around 45 minutes, so stay tuned for this if you'd like, and we'll be back after. Bye.
So, I should come in?
Please, yes. I'm very grateful okay. that you're being so generous with your time to come and look at my poetry, Professor Leopold.
Oh, it gives me a good excuse to avoid dinner with Professor Mendoza and end up in another endless debate over the literary canon. He talks like literature must be all about oppressed and marginalized perspectives and identities.
But Professor Mendoza ascribes to a literary canon, though.
He ascribes to a very loose literary canon, being a rather loose canon himself.
Sorry, I'm so terribly nervous. Here, these are my newest
poems. He thinks himself
poets.
A writer, and he drinks like a writer, but he just doesn't care to do all the paperwork, as it were. Now, let's see what
Dr.
you have.
Dr. Holt was showing you some of his, right? Please, let's sit down.
Certainly. He did show me something. He said it was an ode.
I've been to two of his readings.
I don't know that it was an ode, but it was at least odorous or odious.
And his mother is...
Oh, she's a poet, yes. Still writing. I met her, hunched over the keyboard like some prehistoric reptilian vulture, a pteranodon composing in pterodactylic meter. Your Dr. Holt, he also loves to argue about the canon.
I'm sorry. I really am so...